Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Kendrick Lamar has won a Pulitzer Prize for music for his album, Damn. The organization announced it, and host Dana Kennedy seemed quite delighted when making the announcement. Now, you know, Lamar has had such an impact on hip-hop music and culture in general. He broke into the mainstream with his 2012 album, Good Kid, Mad City. And he, of course, tells his story about his upbringing in Los Angeles in that tough Compton area, the black experience in America. It truly is. It is hip-hop's history and legacy, stardom, and countless other topics coming out of Compton. But you know what? Kendrick Lamar just came out of Compton with a Pulitzer Prize. By the way, he does have 11 Grammy Awards, too, and is one of President Barack Obama's good friends. Love it. Congratulations to you, Kendrick. We are all very proud. And Azalea Banks has been labeled controversial since her arrival on the music scene. But you know what? She has just gone on Twitter to tell her other part of the story. Now, we remember the beef with Russell Crowe and a whole bunch of other stuff I don't even need to get into. But she said that she has been sexually assaulted. According to Banks, she was raped by a man she was hanging out with and claims that he spiked her drink. And she also reveals that she feels partially responsible for what took place. So, she will not be releasing any music and she is deleting all of her social media accounts until she comes to terms with what occurred. And you know what? Maybe this will be helpful for everyone concerned. And Tyga and Iggy Azalea are continuing to fuel romance rumors. Yep, they were spotted together all over the Coachella Music Festival in Indio, California this weekend. Yeah, they were checking out Beyonce. He also ran into his ex, Kylie Jenner, who was there with her baby daddy, Travis Scott. You know, that's the way these folks roll. I am so sure that we will see Tyga and Iggy together again over the weekend at the second edition of Coachella. And speaking of those Jenner Kardashian folks, Khloe K hasn't decided whether she's going to stay with Tristan Thompson. You know, she had a baby by him over the weekend. He cheated on her again, I hear, over the weekend. And so she is trying to figure out whenever the doctor clears her, she will be back home in Los Angeles with her family. You know what? She still can't believe what happened earlier this week, a source has said to People magazine. She's bitter, but she does want her daughter to have a good relationship with her father, which of course is Tristan. Now, the reality TV star added more to her Khloe.com. True Thompson, the daughter, was born on April 12th. She weighed 6 pounds, 13 ounces. And the proud parents are Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. Honestly, I don't know why she's bitter. She knew the man was a cheater. He has a 16-month-old by some other woman, which means he was probably banging both of them at the same time. Oops, did I say that? And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.